today, could an alien invasion spark a banking crisis? Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is post covering finance and property news. Well, there's a lot of stupidity around at the moment, but with Trump and Greenland, and of course, Albo and the bill, which of course is all over the place at the moment in Australia, relating to freedom, liberty, and all of those things. But this came across my desk today, and I just wanted to share it with you because, well, you know, you can't make this stuff up really, can you? There was an article published in the Times titled Banks Must Plan for Crisis Sparked by Alien Invasion. And according to the article, a former analyst at the central bank, the Bank of England, is calling for strategy to prevent a financial collapse. The Bank of England must plan for a financial crisis being triggered by an official announcement confirming the existence of alien life, one of its former policy experts has claimed. Helen McCaw served as a senior analyst in financial security at the UK Central Bank, preparing for events that could impact the economy. And she's written to Andrew Bailey, the bank's governor, urging him to organise contingencies for the possibility that the White House may one day confirm we're not alone. McCaw, a Cambridge graduate, believes a declaration of that magnitude would send shockwaves through the markets and could trigger bank collapses and even civil unrest. Until recently, suggestions that governments were covering up the existence of alien life were limited to a small cohort of conspiracy theorists and UFO activists. However, senior American officials, including the Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the New York Senator Kirstjen Gils, and James Clapper, a former director of National Intelligence, have recently indicated their belief at the possibility of intelligent non-human life. Rubio told the UFO documentary The Age of Disclosure, "We've had repeated instances of something operating in the airspace over restricted nuclear facilities, and it's not ours." This month, the Sunday Times disclosed previously classified state files that showed that the British military sought to obtain extraterrestrial technology after receiving credible intelligence that UFOs appeared to be real and could outperform any known human craft. McCaw, who worked for the bank for 10 years until 2012, insists that politicians and bankers can no longer afford to dismiss talk of alien life and snigger about little green men. She said, "The US government appears to be partway through a multi-year process to declassify and disclose information on the existence of technologically advanced non-human intelligence responsible for unidentified autonomous phenomenon, or UAPs. If the UAP proves to be of non-human origin, we may have to acknowledge the existence of a power or intelligence greater than any government and with potentially unknown intentions." McCaw said the authorities should prepare for unrest and an unprecedented run on the banking system. "If there is an official announcement and we get presented with very clear evidence that nobody is going to dispute, I would say that in a matter of hours, you're going to have total financial instability," she said. "If banks start failing, the payment system will collapse and you'll have rioting because people can't fill their cars up with fuel or buy food. Even if you feel it's very unlikely, it's madness not to consider it and plan. McCaw has written a chapter on the subject for a book edited by Dr. Alex Wendt, a professor of international security and political science at Ohio State University. She has had little interest in the subject of UFOs until she stumbled upon a previewed NASA paper entitled Understanding Flying Objects in Classical Antiquity, written by the astronomer and planetary scientist Dr. Richard Stothers. That was written in 2021. I thought it was a Hollywood thing, and it was only backwards people who saw them, she said. I didn't know governments were studying them. McCaw, who has worked in wealth management and financial technology since leaving the bank, accepts her beliefs will attract derision. A lot of friends think it's absolutely crazy, she said. I sent quite a lot of information to a friend from the Bank of England, and he said, Helen, I believe you, but I hope I don't have to live in a world where this comes out. In 2021, Barack Obama suggested that UFOs appeared to be real, but said their origin, whether man-made or otherwise, was unclear. What is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are. We can't explain how they move, their trajectory, he told CBS News. And in November, Dan Farah, the American film and documentary director and producer, told The Guardian, I think it's only a matter of time before a sitting US president steps up to the podium and tells the world that we're not the only intelligent life in the universe. The bank declined to comment. Well, here we are, the Black Swan events of Black Swan events. But all I'd say is, watch the skies. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.